Teacher accountability and early childhood education took center stage Tuesday night as candidates hoping to lead Idaho's school system gathered in Boise. James Dawson reports.
Candidates running for state superintendent of public instruction agreed with each other on many headline policy proposals, though implementing them is a different matter. During the forum sponsored by Idaho Education News, each of the three politicians agreed the state needs to invest in pre-K education, including Republican and Wilder school superintendent Jeff Dillon, but
it cannot be a direct top-down approach where everybody receives the same funding for the same approach.
The topic has gotten little traction at the Capitol, despite a recent poll showing more than 75% of voters support it. On teacher accountability, Democrat and Boise educator Cindy Wilson says successful schools should mentor low-performing ones.
It should not be a punitive discussion. It should be a discussion of helping and remedying what the problem is.
Incumbent Sherry Ibarra was invited but was out of town on state business. When specifically asked about what candidates thought her biggest failure has been during her first term, Democrat and former hospital admin Alan Humble answered the most directly.
I don't think the incumbents have been afraid to fail. I just don't think that they have been challenging enough on new ideas.
Voters can cast their primary ballots May 15th. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.